This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging Switzerland to allow the re-export of weapons to Ukraine, saying the move would be vital in combating the Russian invasion. We get more from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Zelensky said in a video address to both houses of the Swiss parliament, quote, "We need weapons so we can restore peace in Ukraine," end quote. Switzerland has a long-standing policy of barring any country that buys Swiss arms from re-exporting them to the parties in a conflict. The request comes one day after Ukraine reported incremental advances in its counteroffensive against Russian forces in what it described as extremely fierce fighting. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The United States strongly criticized North Korea after Pyongyang test fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast. The State Department spokesperson, Matthew Miller.
The United States, along with our allies in the region, Japan, the Republic of Korea, condemned today's DPRK missile launches. These launches are a clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. They demonstrate the threat of DPRK's unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs posed to the region, to international peace and security, and to the global nonproliferation regime.
The launch of the two missiles occurred after South Korean and U.S. troops ended a fifth round of large-scale live-fire drills near the Korea's heavily fortified border. Pope Francis left a Rome hospital Friday morning, 9 days after undergoing surgery to repair an abdominal hernia. The 86-year-old Francis waved to well-wishers as he was wheeled to a car waiting nearby. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Trees and electric poles were uprooted. Roofs were damaged. Several parts of India's western state of Gujarat on Friday amid a severe cyclone that made landfall overnight. Cyclone Bipar Joy left a path of destruction across the west coast of India. More than 180,000 people were evacuated in the affected regions of India and Pakistan in the last few days as authorities braced for the cyclone. So far, no immediate word of casualties in the area. The United States says price caps on Russia's oil are cutting revenue nearly in half and weakening its economy. We'll get more from Lisa Dwyer.
When the Group of Seven Nations and the European Union and Australia last year announced a plan to cap the price of Russia's oil, U.S. officials said it would deliver a most effective blow to Russia's economy, undermining its greatest revenue source. Now, 6 months later, the Biden administration is calling the policy a success. Officials say the price cap has contributed to a significant decline in Russian oil revenue, with a nearly 50% drop compared with last year. The International Energy Agency this week issued its five-year forecast on oil demand, which suggests that fossil fuels dominance is starting to wane as countries move toward renewable energy sources, which in turn could lessen the economic strength of countries like Russia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
UN chief says fossil fuels incompatible with human survival calls for a credible exit strategy. We get more from the AP's Shelley Adler.
I am very worried where the world stands on climate.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Current policies are taking the world to a 2.8-degree temperature rise by the end of the century. That spells catastrophe.
The goal now is to require carbon emissions to be cut by 45% by 2030.
I have proposed the Climate Solidarity Pact, in which all big emitters would make extra efforts to cut emissions, and wealthier countries supporting emerging economies to do so.
The UN chief called on the oil industry to put forward a credible plan for shifting to clean energy. I'm Shelley Adler.
The European Parliament passed a resolution Thursday calling for the immediate release of Apple Daily newspaper founder Jimmy Lai, as well as the repeal of Hong Kong's national security law, which has been used to target pro-democracy activists and China critics such as Lai. Hong Kong authorities have targeted the pro-democracy advocate and China critics since 2020. Lai, a British citizen, has been detained in a maximum security prison since December of 2020. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.